Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. By inspiration, the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 29, "To this end I labor, struggling with all Christ energy, which so powerfully works in me." I just don't have the energy to go on. I can't do this anymore. I'm drained. This is exhausting. Have you ever said anything like that? If you are a parent with young children, you probably have. If you are a parent with older children, you maybe have too. If you are a student working through a tough semester or class, perhaps you have thought those things. Constantly butting heads with a spouse or family member might lead you to say things like that. If you work at a job that demands you do more with less, you might have those feelings right now. If you are suffering with emotional or spiritual issues, your situation can seem bleak and desperate, beyond your ability to go on. A first century man named Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, can relate. In a letter that he wrote to some Christians living in modern-day Turkey, he speaks of it. Paul worked very hard, preaching, teaching, and supporting himself through tent-making. He engaged in constant spiritual combat, dealing with personal struggles, opposing enemies of the gospel message, admonishing and encouraging Christians in their walk of faith. He lived his life as a servant of Jesus, giving his life for a taxing and sometimes thankless ministry. He suffered in many ways, shipwrecks, beatings, and imprisonments. How could he do it? How did he do it? He tells us. The energy he ran on was not his own. Paul relied on Christ and his energy. Paul labored and struggled with the power of Jesus. When Paul felt spiritually weak, he looked to Jesus for strength. When he felt drained because of past sin and failure, he found peace in the forgiveness of Jesus. When Paul grew spiritually tired, he rested in the arms of Jesus. When his labor seemed in vain, he found meaning in the promises of the risen Jesus. When Paul felt inadequate for his work, he looked for guidance in the words and wisdom of Jesus. Paul was an amazing man who did amazing things, but he tells us the secret of his life and ministry. I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me. Do you sometimes feel spiritually, emotionally, or physically drained? Does life or any part of it seem to be a struggle? If so, do what Paul did. Find your motivation, strength, energy, and power in Jesus. Look to him and his word. Fill up on his promises. Let him feed you with his sacrament. Let him renew and refresh you with his assurances to be with you and uphold you. Speak with Christian pastors, family, and friends, all of whom he uses to remind you of him and his energy-giving gospel promises. Labor and struggle with the energy that comes from Jesus, and be amazed at what he will do. Lord Jesus, you know how tired I am. You know what a struggle some parts of my life are right now. You know how weak I feel to move forward and accomplish things. Lord, help me. Fill me with your gracious and comforting promises. Assure me of my place in your kingdom through your forgiveness. Help me to labor on in your name and with the energy you provide. In your saving name, amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.